Hey there, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital, FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Mike Pesca. Coming up, music from the Quavers, but first, let's get the latest news headlines from the BPP's Matt Martinez.
This is NPR.
Thank you very much, Mike Pesca. The Supreme Court is expected to wrap up its term today with a ruling on the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. It would mark the first time in nearly 70 years that the court has weighed in on a Second Amendment case. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
For most of the last century, the courts have said that owning and keeping a gun is not a personal right, but a collective right associated with state militias and military service. After all, the Second Amendment begins, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. But the amendment also speaks of the right of the people to keep and bear arms. And last year, a federal court here in Washington ruled that the city's ban on handguns violates that personal right. Now the Supreme Court is poised to rule. If the court decides there's an individual right of gun ownership, the next question is how much federal, state, and local regulation of that right is permitted in the name of public safety.
NPR's Nina Totenberg reporting. More rain and thunderstorms are expected for parts of Missouri and Illinois over the next few days, and there are worries of another round of crests along the Mississippi. President Bush added 22 Missouri counties to the federal disaster declaration list yesterday. That gives them access to federal funding for recovery. The Senate could vote today on a compromise surveillance bill that would protect telecommunication companies that help the government wiretap phone lines from civil lawsuits. The Senate rejected a last-ditch measure to kill the bill late yesterday by an overwhelming margin, 80-15, setting up the likelihood that the bill will pass. One of those now supporting the compromise bill after previously opposing it is the presumptive Democratic nominee for president, Illinois Senator Barack Obama. NPR's David Shaper has that part of the story.
Senator Obama has long opposed the bill amending the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act to allow the federal government to wiretap phone and computer lines without a warrant. And he explained to reporters in Chicago yesterday why he had reservations.
I do want accountability and making sure that, as I've said before, somebody's watching the watchers, that you don't have an administration that feels that it can make its own determinations about when warrantless wiretaps are applicable.
Obama says his position hasn't changed, but the bill has. He says the compromise has enough protections of civil liberties and would prevent future presidents, whether it is himself or John McCain, from making up their own surveillance rules. But Obama says supporting the surveillance bill still is a close call for him.
That's NPR's David Shaper reporting. And gas was going for $1.40 a gallon at a Cincinnati gas station yesterday because of a computer glitch in the pumps. Long lines formed to get the cheap gas at the Marathon gas station. Police got the station workers to close it because it was causing a traffic jam. A clerk at the station told local TV that he didn't know how to fix the price at the pumps. That's the news for now. It's online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Mike and Rachel, right back to you.
Thanks, Matt.
He said that. He said, I don't know how to fix the price at the pumps.
I don't know. Help me.